This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, 7 and a half the hour on the DJ V program. D for Doug, Doug as in Stefan. J for Jennifer, as in Horn. Victoria is V. V, Victoria, as in Kevin. And we are here to work our way through several of, well, there is much time. Sometimes we have as many as 14 different items. Can you imagine that? In any given hour, let's see how well we do. You can do a story count, Kara, for us while we're talking about what's trending to start the hour off with. And what do you have, Jennifer?
Well, Sacha Baron Cohen has been making a lot of news. Have you heard about this? His
newest program? Yeah.
To dupe
people into thinking they're going to have a legitimate interview. Yeah.
And so this is supposed to be part of a new series that he's doing. And I think sometimes Sacha Baron Cohen is very funny. People are saying now, is he really kind of pushing the line? He has duped so far Dick Cheney, Bernie Sanders. He has Joe Walsh, who is a radio star. Sarah Palin has called for him to donate all the money from this latest project to the vets because she feels like that's off limits. She was duped into thinking she was helping the vets. Now, Ted Koppel's also on this list. Howard Dean. The latest is Chelsea Clinton, who apparently Sacha Baron Cohen probed about doing a sex change operation. So it seems that there's no real limits to what this guy's going after.
Yeah.
A source has told People magazine that Sarah Palin walked out of the interview after Sacha Baron Cohen asked a horrible question about Chelsea Clinton, something to the effect of, I guess the last straw was when he claimed that the government funded a sex change operation for Chelsea Clinton. So there's so much.
At what point is it is what,
when it's
at
too
what
much?
Point is it too far? At
right.
what point? What's the where's the line here? And do some people not know it? He's somebody I've never liked him. I don't think he's funny. I think he's an arrogant ass, actually. And so you get into situations. Am I older and prudish? No, I just think there's a taste line, and some people don't know enough not to go over it. Some people, I suppose, think it's funny. Otherwise, this guy wouldn't have a career. Somebody must like what he does, but I've never thought he was anything
other than
a
Borat was a huge hit
boom.
For him.
Yeah,
well, yeah, the Borat still movie was funny, and that was a huge hit for him. And but before that, he was really big in England with the Ali G show. So
Ali G was huge.
Yeah, it was huge. So I think now he's just run out of ideas. Like what, you know, he doesn't do anything new. I'm surprised anyone fell for it.
It's supposed to premiere, and it's coming up. So it's called Who is America, and it's going to be airing on Showtime. It's supposed to premiere on July 15th, but it seems that there are a long list of people, both Democrats and Republicans, who are saying we should probably boycott this program because it did cross a few lines. And that's the question. Where does comedy and good taste, where do they collide? Some people do it really, really well, and I think the bottom line is if it's funny, right? We laugh at things that are just tasteful. If it's funny, but is asking Sarah Palin about Chelsea Clinton's government-funded sex change operation funny? I don't know. To me, that's not so funny.
Yeah. It's not even worth the time to discuss.
There are better
it,
things
frankly.
To watch on TV.
Exactly. Right.
It's a big story though, for because it's
it
been
is.
Catching
it's
on.
Huge,
everybody's
I know.
Tweeting
yeah.
that they've been duped too. It seems like it's almost like a who's who list of the political elites in this country. So it's strange. I don't know.
All right, Victoria, what do you have?
Well, if you owe some taxes and you want to get a passport renewed, you're out of luck because hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to be denied new or renewed passports under a 2015 law that apparently they've just decided to enforce. It requires the IRS and State Department to deny passports to Americans who owe more than $51,000 in overdue taxes.
And IRS to leave town.
Yeah, an IRS spokesperson said that as many as 362,000 Americans fall under this category with outstanding debt. And so now the IRS has handed over these names to the State Department, and the State Department is going to start denying these passport applications. They confirmed that some passports have already been denied under the enforcement, and for now the agency stresses that they're not just denying applications for new or renewed passports. They're only denying new and renewed passports. They're not actually revoking. So if you have a passport that's current and you owe tax debt, you're not going to have your passport revoked. That's what they want to stress. So you can still flee the country, I guess, is their message. They say 220 people have already handed over $11.5 million to repay their debt. And 1,400 have already set up payment plans to reduce their debt because they want to get their passports renewed. One particular person paid $1 million in tax debt at once to specifically avoid passport denial so he or she could go on vacation this summer. So
I have mixed feelings about this sort of thing. Not that we shouldn't get from people what the appropriate amount is for their tax liability, but what gets done? I have this offensive, I'm not being offended. Well, maybe some people think I am offensive, but I'm offended every year when I sign a check or when I do the the tax form because of where the money goes. It offends me to see how much money is wasted and where it goes in programs that have no value for the average American whatsoever. We've expanded like an octopus into all kinds of areas that we have no business being as the public trust. It bugs me. But is this a way to get people to pay up? I suppose, yeah. I think the IRS is, they don't have enough agents supposedly anyway, if you listen to them. But if you owe taxes, there are two things in my mind. You need to pay your taxes, but we also need to stand up and push back when it comes to the amount of money that's being spent, where it's being spent, how it's being spent. I think the average person just doesn't pay attention. And then you look at
the average person feels like, what can you do? You know,
well,
if you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail.
Well, enough people. And why would you put somebody who owed taxes? That's the other thing. How the hell do you pay your taxes off if you're in jail where you can't work? What's the point of that?
Talk to Mike's situation about that one.
What genius is it that says, okay,
many times they have to pay and go to jail, though. I would say put them to work and have them pay off their debts in the form of cleaning graffiti off the schools, picking up trash on the side of the road, really working. Because you know what's worse than sitting in a club fed for a lot of these white-collar criminals? It's actually getting out and sweating on a freeway. So that's why not? Why not do something like that? Have them tutor kids. Do something.
Well, people that are in jail, when Michael Michael, remember the guy from Los Angeles who...
we'll just use Bernie Madoff as an example, because everybody knows him.
Yeah, right. That's foolishness. What is this guy in jail for? We're paying $45,000 a year for this guy to sit on his butt in jail.
Right.
And
is anybody any safer when the situation goes to jail or when Bernie Madoff goes to jail?
And you know what? I get that judge.
Michael Milken is the guy I was thinking of. Milken.
Yeah. I don't know who that is. But, Mike, the situation we all know, and I give that judge credit because he or she actually told him, you can go and film season one and season two of The Jersey Shore because you're going to use all your money to pay off your tax debt. And I think that's smart.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Instead of, what's the situation going to do sitting in jail? That it's pointless.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I think
there's way too many people in jail under the same circumstances as well. Way too many people in jail for no good reason. Put them to work. Get
Martha Stewart really needed to sit
back
in jail in West Virginia? Like, come on.
Yeah, right. It was the system. That's another thing. People need to be more involved And if we are going to be self-governing, if we claim to be self-governing, then we better more of us get involved. Otherwise, we continue to have these situations that we talk about that are ridiculous. So what are you doing about it? You need to be involved. Get involved. That's the RX for that problem. 16 past the hour on the DJV show. Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look for savings in your Sunday newspaper. Available at Walmart.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic soft-feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, the new Ultimate Jegging for Juniors is just $17.60. Vans for the family start at $35.99. And Twin and Twin XL bedding sets are just $47.99. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Kickstart your back-to-school savings at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid July 26th through 28th with promo code FRIEND20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There I am, the good guy on the list of people who serve you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Who's the best of them all? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the best of them all? You can decide to send a tweet along if you'd like, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, ladies, at Doug Steffen.
Nothing brings people together like a who's better poll question.
All right, Jennifer. Warner Brothers has proposed a Hollywood Skyway to make it easier to get to the Hollywood sign.
I usually hate these ideas, but I don't hate this idea.
Because?
I mean, there is a lot that can go wrong when you put a car on a string and send it up for a mile towards the mountain.
Tramway.
There's a lot that can happen. But there are two proposals. One first that was presented about a month ago said that they wanted to bring a aerial tram from downtown to Dodger Stadium. And that they were going to, but it was going to be government and private money. This one, the reason I like this one is it's all private money. It leaves from Warner Brothers, which makes it more of a tourist attraction so that it'll be used consistently throughout the year, not just when a Dodger game is in session. I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it's great. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Sounds like the residents in that area are probably happy about it, too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of traffic by the houses. Yeah. Yes.
This would eliminate that. You can wave at the traffic as you go over it, in a manner of speaking. 21 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Change at the hour. It's music time here on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn paying close attention. Victoria Keelan as well. Kara is playing a John Mellencamp tune. Actually, probably a couple of them in the next couple of minutes as we tell the story about Mellencamp being awarded the Woody Guthrie Prize. The Guthrie Center in Tulsa announcing that Mellencamp is going to be presented with the award during a ceremony next month. He is the fifth recipient of this prize. It's annually given to an artist who best exemplifies the spirit and life work of Woody Guthrie by speaking for the less fortunate, serving as a positive force for social change. The center says that Mellencamp, like Guthrie, has used his, quote, artistic gifts to spread a positive message of hope, equality, and freedom. Mellencamp comes from Indiana, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His latest album, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies, includes the song My Soul's Got Wings, lyrics written by Guthrie and music by Mellencamp. Here is a little bit. I'm going to crank that up there. Big part of Farm Aid as well. This ceremony will coincide with the August 31st opening of Mellencamp, an exhibit of music, art, and artifacts that will be on display at the Guthrie Center through the end of the year. Curated by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, presented in Tulsa by the Hard Rock Hotel. Exhibit tells the story of his early influences, his role as a champion of Heartland values, advocate especially for American farmers. Seating limited for the event. Tickets $100, $150 if you want the good seats. Sneak peek at the exhibition as well before it opens. And the tickets are on sale the 20th of July at the Woody Guthrie Center. The last recipients, by the way, it's been an interesting list. Norman Lear got it last year. Kris Kristofferson the year before. Mavis Staples the year before that. And Pete Seeger in 2014. That's an interesting group. Wow.
Yeah, all so great. Back.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. All of them have, I think all of them have a great contribution. I think it's a very good list. Very well curated. 26 past the hour. Speaking of people on a great list, Roy Orbison is in our mind. The Orbison Estate has approved a hologram tour. Wow, this ought to be good. Debut in Europe, In Dreams, Roy Orbison in concert, the hologram tour, begins a 28-day run October 1st in Oakland at the Fox Theater there. Those old Fox Theaters, you've been in those old Fox Theaters? You know how great they are, these big, with lots of gargoyles, this big old theater. Be a great place for this kind of a performance. I'd love to see this. Hope maybe when
I'd be interested in seeing this, too.
Yeah.
It's his hologram with a live orchestra,
yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Apparently, they tested
clever.
This out in Europe, and people went nuts for it, so apparently it's really good.
Yeah. Roy loved playing smaller, more intimate venues because he loved having that type of connection with the fans. He also wanted to give fans all around the world the unique opportunity to once again experience the legend who continues to be a very important force in rock and roll history. I'm sure that people in every city, every type of venue have a chance to witness what the family truly believes is the future of live entertainment. So that's pretty interesting. Again, I'd love to be able to see this and take advantage of it. In addition to touring, the hologram will also have a residency in Branson at the Andy Williams Moon Theater. That's an interesting place. Anybody ever been? I've never been to Branson.
Every
fan invited me to go.
I've always wanted to go, actually.
I never went.
Seems kind of old-fashioned, but fun.
Yeah, it is
old-fashioned. Just like Vegas without the booze and strippers.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Never mind. I don't want to go.
No Backstreet Boys.
All right. There's the story musically. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Lost in darkness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all struggle in life. We all hit dark times of pain and desperation. When those times arise, we don't make the most effective choices. And we most unfortunately and regrettably tend to hurt others. But we're not the only ones who hurt others, because others certainly hurt us at times as well. When others do hurt us, seemingly intentionally or not, one of the most important things we can keep in mind is that hurt people hurt. People who are in pain tend to lash out at others, and people who are in a state of complete peace have no reason to lie, slander, backstab, or otherwise be harmful. So know this, people who hurt you emotionally are also hurting themselves. For more understanding and conversations about all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with Ray Lewis.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a Capitol Hill hearing concerning what President Trump discussed with the Russian president during their private Helsinki summit, America's top diplomat gets an earful from Democrats, like New Jersey's Bob Menendez.
Want to talk about politics? If President Obama did what President Trump did in Helsinki, I'd be peeling you off the Capitol ceiling. Please.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling those lawmakers.
I've had a number of conversations with President Trump about what transpired in the meeting. I was also president when he and President Putin both gave us a sense of what they discussed in the meeting that followed immediately after.
Meanwhile, Russian President Putin's proposed visit to Washington this fall is being postponed. National Security Advisor John Bolton says in a statement any such visit should wait for the completion of the Russia investigation. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's 34 after the hour. Hello, welcome to our DJV gathering. Jen Jen is not with us at the moment, but Victoria is, Kara is. It is at this point during each hour that we tend to do some entertainment news, television news, that sort of thing. So I thought, just as the sort of an experiment in gossip. You ready for an experiment in gossip? You ready?
Always.
This is a projection, if you will. Those of you who watch the thing that people who listen to programs like this have in their psyche is they want to watch television, news television. They like the news channels, Fox, and MSNBC, and CNN. So, I thought you'd like to know how much some of these people make. Wanna?
Okay.
All right, ready? This is clickbait, by the way, Victoria.
I can tell already, but go ahead.
Audio clickbait. Bill Hemmer makes $3 million a year on Fox as co-anchor of News, their American newsroom. All right, does that surprise you?
I went out with him once. He's very douchey.
You went out with him?
I did not go out with him. I hung out with him.
Oh, you hung out with him?
Yes. I would not date him.
He's, I think he likes Bill. Judy Woodruff, PBS NewsHour anchor, $3 million a year. Jake Tapper from CNN, $4 million a year, going through the anchors and what they make. David Muir from ABC, $8 million a year. Steve Croft from 60 Minutes, $8 million a year. Martha McCallum, who is on Fox News' American Newsroom, she makes $8 million a year. He only makes $3 million. That's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh?
I've never even heard of her. I don't watch Fox News, but I've never heard of her.
Lawrence O'Donnell, worth $8 million a year. Lester Holt, $12 million a year. That's about right for those anchors, I think.
Yeah.
Scarborough making $12 million a year. I don't know what his wife is making.
Yeah, I was going to say, does Mika make the same amount?
I would, I'm for his life, knowing what she's like, for his sanity, I don't get that show. I don't get him anymore. I sure don't get her. I don't see it. But
I think it would be real bad business for their marriage or their relationship if they were not making the same thing.
I think you're right about that, yeah. Aaron Burnett, who's on CNN, gets $12 million a year. Let's see, David Gregory is making $12 million. He used to be on NBC. Now he's at CNN, right? Isn't that how...
That sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about right for him. Scott Pelley still making $15 million a year. They took him off the 60. He was on the CBS Evening News, and now he became the chief anchor at 60 Minutes, whatever that means. He's been at CBS for a long time. He was a kid when he went to work for CBS. Wolf Blitzer's getting $16 million a year over at CNN. He's been around a long time. I quite like him. By the way, Wolf is there's a
really. I'm surprised to hear you say that.
No, I do. I like him as a person. I've been he and I have hung out a little bit together here and there, and I like him. I thought, yeah. Why are you surprised?
Because you just hate everything about CNN. So
I'm not a fan, but yeah.
You'd throw him under the bus too.
Brett Baer, I don't get him at all. There's nothing about him that I get. I make $16 million a year. Good for him. Chris Wallace over at, he's the son of Mike Wallace. Most people know that, right? He at Fox makes $16 million a year. Stephanopoulos is getting $18 million over at ABC. Gabe King is getting $20 at CBS.
Gabe King makes $20
million? Yeah, listen to this.
Good for her.
Rachel Maddow has a new contract at MSNBC worth $20 million a year. Good
but
for
she's
her.
The, but she is the number one rated, MSNBC, though. She built MSNBC. Hannity. And she beat Hannity in this last round, so she's worth it.
Yeah. Shepard Smith.
I think she's a little, like, my dad likes her, but I don't know. She's a little too ranty for me.
Well, she's getting affected now.
Yeah.
She was good when she was a kid, but she's getting affected. I knew her when she was a kid. Shepard Smith's making $20 million a year. Charlie Rose. Used to make $20 million.
Charlie Rose is still on the list?
Right. Maria Bartiromo Belonga. I never quite figured her out. She's got a great agent, man. She's getting $22 million a year. I've never gotten her.
Doesn't she do financial stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Megyn Kelly, when she was at Fox, she was making $14 million.
Mm-hmm.
She went to NBC for a $30 million deal. What a waste of money.
They probably regret that, writing a check that big. Her ratings, and it's not about her personally, but the ratings are just, they're awful. I think they shuffled her around again. Didn't they move her to, I don't know, is it the fifth hour or the 17th hour of the Today Show or whatever it is now?
It's a big waste of
money. They're trying to figure out what to do with her. Yeah.
Robin Roberts,
just
isn't
likable. It's hard.
Robin Roberts is making more than Stephan Poopalis. Did you know that? I was surprised to see that.
I thought they were both making 18. Is that what you said?
Did I say Stephanopoulos was making 18?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay, all right. Sorry. Made a mistake. By the way, O'Reilly is still being paid out by Fox, even though they fired him. Did you know that? Maybe that's why he didn't
But that's common. If you get a lot of those guys with contracts, you know, if you get fired or whatever, then they have to still pay out at least part of it.
Katie Couric's making $10 million a year. We're going to... Yahoo!
Yeah, wow. And, like, who the heck is watching anything related to Yahoo? The only time you ever hear Katie Couric's name anymore is if she gets a good guest on her podcast. That's it.
Yeah.
I take $10 million to pretty much do nothing.
Right. Hannity, between radio and television, is $28, $29 million a year. Diane Sawyer's, she's still getting out. What is she doing now?
Every once in a while she does a big kind of special interview or she does a piece for 60 Minutes. She's kind of here, there, and everywhere. Not 60 Minutes. Well, I guess sometimes she does do 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
She does something on, is it Dateline?
Yeah, I think maybe.
What's the show? It's one of those ABC later night type things. She does special things.
Yeah, I know.
She's
got to
be partially
Nightline.
Retired.
Yeah.
Nightline, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so just for the thumbnail sketch of what's going on, how many boys are safe from that Thailand cave at the moment? They're trapped in flooded situation there. They've been there for, what, more than a week now. More every day are coming out, though, I think, right? There's not any big to-do. It's just like they're continuing to rescue those kids.
Yes, one boy. Right. They're doing the final sweep through at this point of the coach and the final boy.
Yep. Okay. So keep our fingers crossed for that working out well. 43 after the hour.
The Geek Out. The director of The Avengers, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Firefly, Joss Whedon, is making his return to television. Director has announced HBO has greenlit a new sci-fi series of his called The Nevers, described as, quote, an epic science fiction drama about a gang of Victorian women who find themselves with unusual abilities, relentless enemies, and a mission that might change the world, end quote. Now, interesting in the announcement was that HBO won the rights in a bidding war over Netflix and gave a direct-to-series order, and that's a rare thing for HBO and qualifies their excitement over the series. Now, there was nothing in the announcement about actors or release dates, but Whedon did say, quote, it follows in the footsteps of Buffy, and that can't be a bad thing.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is 46 after the hour. What's on your mind, what's on our mind, from the People in England department? This is something we maybe want to make this a daily feature of the program, because I know people will find it very compelling, Victoria, to find out what people in England are thinking or doing. For example, Boris Johnson. What a great English name, Boris. Resigning from his position as the Foreign Secretary, one of Prime Minister Theresa May's senior cabinet members, been there a couple of years. Statement from his office said that she accepted Johnson's resignation. Replacement gets announced soon. Johnson's the third minister to quit in the last day because of Brexit, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal, right? She has lost a couple of other. David Davis said he couldn't support the deal drawn up by Theresa May to unite her cabinet, involved too close a relationship with the EU, and gave only the illusion of control being returned to the UK after Brexit. So this thing, there's a lot of turmoil here.
Yeah, but to lose Boris Johnson, that's a big deal. Anytime, and even if you don't know him by name, you've seen him on TV with the whole Brexit thing. He's very animated. He's got crazy blonde hair that kind of never seems to be combed.
O'Brien, his hairdo.
Conan's is coiffed, though. This guy's is just a mess. It's not even combed. It's all over the place. Right. So that's a huge loss for her. And then to have, you know, three other guys leave at the same time, it's her leadership is really in jeopardy at this point.
Yeah, I think she's in big trouble.
I think she's never she
that
be
popular
done.
To begin with. But anyway, also in England, the story of this lady, Dawn Sturgis, the latest to die after being exposed to the Russian nerve agent. So now the Brits have launched a murder investigation into this. So how many people? She's the first one that died, though. The rest of them kind of came out of critical condition and were okay.
Well,
right? Has anybody else died?
The person, I think it's her boyfriend, Charles Rowley.
He's
still in critical condition. But the original two were the Russian
agent.
The guy and his daughter, I think, right? Yeah,
yep.
So they both died,
I didn't remember that they died.
I thought they were both killed.
Maybe.
The weird thing is, no one seems to understand how a Russian nerve agent is in England. And how are these people coming in contact with it? That's another thing that they have to figure out. And if it's airborne, it doesn't stay airborne that long, so it's virtually impossible to trace.
Well, people are wondering whether someone keeps releasing more of it. That's
right.
Kind of what they...
And why are these two people targeted? Or was it not targeted? It's just random. Random acts of terrorism.
Yeah. It's this is... so much of this kind of stuff.
Very bizarre.
And it is, again, if you trace back, the Russians have their own nerve agents. But remember, all the nerve agents were developed by Bayer for the Nazis. That's where this stuff all came from in World War II. It's 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV program.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
After the hour now, Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan puts her expertise to work here as we review some of the important things and how these important technical ideas or stories will affect you. So we'll start with Twitter suspending a lot of accounts every day. How are they deciding who to dump?
Well, you know, they've since the presidential election, Twitter and Facebook have both faced a lot of scrutiny for all the Russian bots and things like that. Right. And so Twitter announced yesterday that they have been suspending 1 million accounts a day. And they told the Washington Post that it's more than doubled the rate of suspension since October. Now, what happened was they started suspending accounts, picking and choosing, going through things, eliminating bots, which are fake accounts. They're not tied to real people. But Twitter still got hit with a lot of criticism that they weren't doing enough against hate speech and things like that. So now this is the result. Since October, Twitter has doubled down on this stuff. They've suspended over 70 million accounts so far, and they say that that's what they've done in May and June. And in July, they're on target to do the same. The crackdown came after Twitter revealed it found thousands of fake accounts linked to Russian bots aiming to spread fake information about the election. Tweets that they removed included but weren't limited to those telling Hillary Clinton supporters invalid ways to vote and promotional posts for then-candidate Donald Trump. Twitter announced last month that it had a new process for fighting malicious automation and spam, but now some users feel like they've become casualties in the platform's war against misinformation. Other people have complained that their accounts have been suspended. Now, that has happened, that they've gotten it wrong, which, you know, when you're going after 1 million accounts a day, how can you not get some of them wrong? So they have had some of them wrong, but people have had their accounts reinstated once they email the company and say, hey, I'm a real person, and these are my political views, but you know, I'm not a Russian bot. So it's still a mess, and it's still being cleaned up. And this is two years later. We're still dealing with this kind of stuff.
Yep. All right, let's get to something new from AMC and Alamo Drafthouse, releasing subscription services to rival MoviePass. This ought to be interesting.
The Geek Out.
The subscription service MoviePass has been a fascinating development as moviegoers pay a flat rate of $10 a month to see a set number of movies. Now, MoviePass has evolved over time with different plans, but they've also struggled to prove it's a viable business, but the mass millions of subscribers it has gained did grab the attention of both AMC Theaters and Alamo Drafthouse. The former recently launched its own $20 a month subscription service that allows for 3 movies a month, but also comes with no blackout dates and allows access to AMC's premium theaters. Alamo is testing their own subscription platform. So if you go to a movie every week, want to save a little money, and are interested in these plans and their differences, we've posted a link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
All right, let's get to the hackers' story of the day, Victoria.
Yep, hackers have a new interest these days, and it's stealing gasoline, which is not something you'd think of. But police in Detroit are looking into an apparent hack at a gas station that allowed people to steal more than 600 gallons of gas valued at $1,800. The station attendant said he was unable to shut down the pump using the usual methods because the pump had actually been hacked and overridden. So someone was remotely controlling the pump. And a week ago, just north of Austin, Texas, they arrested a man who was using an elaborate device to steal $800 worth of gas. And in June, a BP employee in New Jersey was arrested for manipulating gas pump computers to steal $300,000. So that's, of course, in addition to using credit card skimmers at gas pumps to get financial information from your credit card. Now, this has happened to friends of mine because they've used their debit cards at the gas station. Never, ever, 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 ever do that. Always use a credit card or use cash. Don't ever use your debit card that is linked to your bank account with your cash because it is way too easy for them to get the information. They can 3D print and they make a brand new card. They don't need your PIN and your money's gone. So that's the number one tip I can give everybody. Always use a real credit card, not a debit card, at a gas station.
Number one tip of the day. Here's a tip. Investors may want to check out bigcharts.marketwatch.com. It's a very useful website. bigcharts.marketwatch.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.